Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kretot on Daf Chaf Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the fifth perek, Achal Dam Shchita. This very short perek, which we'll do over the course of two podcasts, deals chiefly, at least in the first part, with the Isur of Dam, which of course is a Chiyuv Karet and a Chiyuv Chatat, and thus its inclusion in this Masechet. Achal Dam Shchita Bebeima B'chaya Uva'of. In this first Mishnah, we're going to deal with the range of the Isur. So any blood of Shchita, whether it's of an animal or a bird, Bein Tmein Bein Torin, whether or not they're kosher animals, or Dam Nechira, which is literally stabbing, but it means any other Dam of killing, Dam Ikur, pulling out the Simanim, or Dam Hakaza, the bloodletting, Shan Shama Yotzabo, the blood with which the life leaves with it, Chayavin Olav. However, Dam Hatchol, which is spleen blood, Dam Halev, heart blood, Dam Beitzim, blood that's in eggs, Dam Chagavim, locusts, or Dama Tamsit, blood that comes out after the animals died. Ein Chayav in Alav. Rabbi Yehuda Chayav B'dam HaTamsit. He does disagree about the last one, says Yer Chayav. And we've seen Rabbi Yehuda's opinion earlier in the Masechet. Let's see the background for what gets included and what not. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol Dam Lo Tochelu. So this is in the Torah Kohanim. The Torah says Kol Dam Lo Tochelu. Shomei Afilu Dam HaKeshtai. I think that even means human blood. Dam Beitzim Dam Chagavim, etc. Dam Dagim. HaKol Bichlal. I think they're all included. Talmud Lomar La Ofala Behema. The Torah says Kol Dam Lo Tochelu La Ofala Behema. So what's the model of Ofen Behema? Ma Ofen Behema Miyuchadin Shish Ben Tumah Kala V'Tumah Chamura. Ofen Behema have Tumah Kala because as food they could become Tamei, Tumat Ochlin. They also have Tumah Chamura because as a Nevela they generate Tumah. V'Yesh Ben Isur V'Heter. They also go through stages of Isur V'Heter before Shchita and then afterwards. V'Hein Min Basar. They're also flesh. So Afkor Shish Ben Tumah Kala, etc. And we're going to see how each one of these things eliminates something. So, Otsi Dam HaKishtayim. So, the first thing I'll exclude is human blood. Shesh Ben Tumah Chamura Ve'en Ben Tumah Kala. We'll revisit that. But in the meantime, in the Braita, humans only have Tumah Chamura. Otsi Dam Shratzim. We'll get rid of that. Ve'en Ben Tumah Chamura. They also don't have Tumah Chamura, which of course is a little difficult because they do, because a dead sheretz is Metame. We'll see a little bit later on how we justify that. Otsi dam beitzim, so we'll also exclude dam beitzim shein min basar, because they're not flesh. But dam dagim, dam chagavim, shekulo heter. Fish and locusts don't have any shechita, and therefore they don't have a stage of iser and heter, and then heter. If they're mutar, they're mutar all the time. So now, la'ofala behema, and now we're going to justify whether the Torah had to say both. Ima of shein ba kilayim, we'll see what those kilayim are further down the line. Don't want to give it away. Apema shein ba kilayim. So if it only said Oaf, I would say, aha, only those things which don't have an Isur of Kilayim. Tamalom la Beima. Therefore, it says la Beima. Ima Beima she'ina Be'im ala Banim. If it only said Oaf, then I would think that it applies to if it only said Behema, I would think it applies to things that don't have the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. Af Oaf she'ina Be'im ala Banim. So therefore, birds would be out. Tamalom la Beima. Therefore, I need both. So now, Ve'ema, why don't, now we're gonna, that's the Braita. Now let's analyze it. Ve'ema, why don't I read the Pasuk as follows? Kol dam, klal, la'ofala behema, prat, klal or prat, and maklal amashem or prat. Why don't I just say kol dam is then defined by ofen behema, and therefore nothing else will get included. We'll see what is included via our system. The answer is nefesh, kol nefesh tochal kol dam, chazar v'chalal. The next pasuk says kol nefesh tochal kol dam v'nichvata. That's the second klal. Kol prat klal, the other kind of prat. And what's the prat? We said it's kol shishto isur en heter and min basar and tumah chamur tumah kal, etc. But v'halo dam mikol abatrel kol akama. The second klal is not like the first klal, because kol akama v'lav. The first one is kol dam lo tochelu. It's a lav. Kol batra karet. The second one is a karet. If you eat dam, then you get karet. So the answer is Hatan Rebbe Shmuel. Kol prat d'ashimi naden gavna. This Tana of Rebbe Shmuel says kolim can be like that. For gavna odami kol batra kol kama. Even if the first call and second call are not in the same range or the same zone. All right, let's take a look now at this. Now this is weaving together the beginning of the Braita, and then how we ended up justifying that it's a Kol Parto Kol. Ma pan furash davar sheish b'tumah kol b'tumah chamura. Yesh ben isur v'hetar, yesh ben min basar. The three criteria that we listed has to have tumah kala and chamura. It has to have in the stages of isur and heter, and has to be flesh. Of kol davar, of kol al davar sheish b'tumah kol b'tumah chamura, etc. Now, af kol diktani the tumi mai. What's being included besides ofen beima? What's being extended? Adabaravin matuye damoshal koi, to extend it to the dam of a koi. So, let's think. A koi, remember, is a hybrid between some sort of a heman and some sort of a chaya. So, Maika Savar, what's the approach of our Tana? Because of our koi sveika, who, do we say koi is just a suffix chaya, suffix behema? So, you start koi lemeser sveika, do we need the pasuk to tell us, in the case of a suffix, it's asur? It's a fake chaya, suffix behema, which means that either way it's asur. Alaka Savar, koi bria bifne atzmahu. He takes this Tana must take the other position, that a koi is not a chaya, not a behema, it's some sort of a something else. So therefore, we need an extension via the call of part of call to say its dam is also asur. Now we'll go on a little tangent about the koi. Ashkechan damo. So we see that its dam is asur, chelbo min ha'olam. How do we know that its chelav is asur? Because it says kol chelav. Again, like kol dam, so kol chelav extends to the chelav of a koi, even though that's asur from the normative, from the usual perspective, because of the safek chelav behema. Nivla tomenal, and how do we know that the nevela is asur? Is it in shchita? Mikol nevela, again the word kol. Giran Hashem menal, and how do we know that giran Hashem of a koi? Again, only within the perspective that a koi is before abriyab fnatzma. How do we know that giran Hashem is asur? Bichaf hayarech, because the giran Hashem is asur bichaf hayarech on that ball that is over the on the upper thigh where that nerve ends or the tendon ends. The koi happens to have one. Okay, tumato ushchita menal, and how do we know that it has tumat nevela and that you need shchita? That's what it's for. Since the Torah extended with tam and nevela and chaylev, like a beima, tumato ushchita like a beima, must be that it goes along for the ride with the rest. Okay, amamar otzi dam malchish time. So in our brayta, we said the first thing you would cut out is human blood. Shish ben tumah chamura ve'ein ben tumah kala. And humans don't meet that criterion of tuma kala. Or meaning, that's not true. Achotech min hadam tzrich machshava v'achsher. If you cut some flesh off a person, for it to be metame, needs machshava. And also achsher. Meaning you have to intend to feed it to someone, to make it ochel, and it has to be muchsher through liquids coming on it. V'kashlar machshava lamali, and we ask the question, why do you need machshava? Tasach haticha shelo machshava. The very fact that you cut it is the machshava. Of course, that's all besides our point. You're cutting it to feed it to a dog. That's not called a machshava of ochlin. Velo? This is now a tangent within a tangent. But none. Klalam rubatuma. What's the rule of tuma? Anything that is human food is tameh, retains its tuma until it becomes even inedible to a dog. A dog wouldn't search for it or eat it. So the answer is, so that sounds like a dog's eating is considered eating. The answer is no. Ahuba suke tuma mine. That's to get rid of the tuma. The came of the mikar, avi chazladam, was originally fit for human consumption. La suke mituma, to take it out of tuma, chipasam echelat kelev. It has to go all the way down to beneath the dog's appetite. But hachal achuta le tuma, but to put tuma on it, he chazi ladam, chazi le kelev. Only if it's fit for man is it fit for dog. La chazladam lo chazi le kelev. Not fit for man, that's not called machshava. Now that goes all a tangent. The whole point was that we said when chotech min adam, you need machshava. Umachshava l'tumakalai. Think about this. You don't need machshava if an animal dies to make it a nevela. It is a nevela. You don't need machshava if a sheretz dies to make it a sheretz metameh. It is. You need machshava to make food that can be makabal tuma. So why would we need machshava for this adam? If not for the fact that Adam does have tumakala, the answer is Hanimim Lechaim. You're right. When a person's alive, theoretically their flesh could have tumakala. Avalachar mita tamehu tumachamura. But after a person dies, they only have tumachamura. The chavataga be beimalachar mita. But the parallel with the beima is the same thing. Ibasar metamei tuma chamura. His flesh of a nevela is metamei tuma chamura. V'im dam, if you talk about it's dam metamei tuma chamura also, none, dam nevelot, so v'chamei metarin, they say dam nevelot is nothing. V'til metamin, they say it's tamei as a nevela. So lo netzucha elechen itnan, nivlat beimat mea b'chol makom, this Mishnah that we had in Chulin, that if you have a nevela of a horse or a donkey or something, in any place, or nivlat of hatahor, chicken that dropped dead, or, you know, was killed, not with shechita, b'kfarim out in the villages where they don't have much meat, tzarech machshava. You need to intend it to be food, because people generally don't eat it there. B'kfarim, they have lots of meat, Rashi says over there. Ve'ein sarich achsher, doesn't need achsher. Okay. Ve'amar le'rav le'rebi chia, and Rav said to his uncle, machshava l'amali, what do I need machshava there for? L'tuma kala. So he gufa tumai. What are you talking about? Why would a nevela need machshava from tuma kala? And it doesn't have tuma kala. It, after all, it is itself tamei, it's nevela. Here's what happens. You have less than a kazayit of nevela, so there's no tumah yet. And you put it together with less than a kebetzah of ochlin. Together you have a kebetzah, and now it's tamei. But it only works if you have intent, because this nevela needs intent. Together it's a kebetzah. So if that's the case, it should need hechsher. Why do you say it needs machshava, but doesn't need hechsher? Datan Rebbe Shmuel, I'll call Zerah Zeruah Asher Yizareah. The famous pasuk about water falling on food. Masrim Yuchadin Shein Sofan the Tamei Tuma Chamura. Just like food, never itself, never has Tuma Chamura, but Tzrich Hechsher. Of course, Shein Sofan the Tamei Tuma Chamura, Tzrich Hechsher. And therefore, since this Nevela could have Tuma Chamura, if there were enough of it in one place, therefore it doesn't need Hechsher, but does need Machshava if there's that little of it to make it considered food. So you see that a Bema does have Tuma Kala, even in a parallel case, even after death, a parallel case where for a human, there is no Tuma Kala, and that's the difference, the distinction that we made at the beginning. That's only true about regular food that doesn't have a Kazayit of Al-Hacha, the Ika, Begaveh, Pachot, Mikazayit, Nevela. Here you have some Nevela, even with Sarif, like Kazayit, Lobay, Yechsher, since if you added a little more of the Nevela, it would not need a Hechsher. Therefore, as opposed to a human dead person, that even if you add lots of stuff, there's still no tumat ochlin. A person can never be part of tumat ochlin. A little piece of nevela can. And the main reason for that is anybody who considers eating dead human flesh is so strange that his opinion or his orientation is batel to everybody else. You're not chayav for that. That's one answer. Chanan Yomar, afil etem adavi kazayit. You don't need to construct a case where the thing was pachot mikazayit. Hamaskin gon shechifa u'batzeik. You put it inside a pastry, a dough. Yachi echsher nami nivi, so you need echsher. The answer is anami leba ochlin acharini. That's other foods. Lo metami lo b'magav lo b'masa. Meaning they don't themselves have too much magar masa. Well, hacha nehidlo metame b'maga, this piece of nevela that's kazayit now cannot be metame maga, but the mechafim b'avetzayik, it's got dough around it. Masami at the tame, but it could be metame b'masa. Da'atayin leif, you pick it up. So lafuke meit, afagav, dechifa u'matzayik, metame tumachamura. As opposed to a mate, because a mate is always metame tumachamura, even if you wrap him up. Why? The Tumah Makad, Vola, Bukad, Viret. Tumat, mate, shoots through whatever around it as long as there's not a space of a tefach above or below. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the next piece. Our Amar, Yatzad Dam Dagim. There is a piece that's in some texts, so we'll just read it to make sure we understand it. Yatzu Shratzim Shein Bam Tumah. We knocked out Shratzim. Volo Sheretz Matame B'maga. And we said that we mentioned in the Breita that we take a look at this. B'masa Volo Matame. How can we say that Shratzim are not there? Shratzim certainly have Tumah. The answer is that Shratzim have Tumat Magah, but not Tumat Masa. Tumat Masa, the fact that if you pick something up without touching it, you're still Tamei, is only true about Nevela, Ava Behman, Achayan, and Oaf, but not true about a Sheretz. Okay, Amar. It's not Dam Dagim, but Dam Chagavim Shkulan Heter. We said that fish and locusts are all Heter. What does that mean? Maikulo Heter. You mean all of it is Mutar, even its fat? Hare chaya de chaba mutar adam asur. That's not true, because chaya, you could eat all of it, it's chayla is mutar, but it's dam is asur, so that's not the issue. And so you would think that because everything's a mutar, even the dam is. Maybe it's because it doesn't have the isur of gidon asher. That's not true. Very oft the lepe isur gidon asher. An oft doesn't have such a prohibition, as we saw in the 7th parak in Chulin. V'damo asur. So that's not the criterion. Elamai kulo hetter. What does kulo hetter mean? Tolubai shchita. As we said in explaining the Braita, it starts off mutar. If it's a mutar kind of fish, a mutar kind of locust, it doesn't have a period where it's asur before shchita. We mentioned about kilaim, and I said I'd save this for now. Kilaim, what kind of kilaim? Either a kilaim da harba'a, or kilaim da harisha, you mean you can't mate them together, or you can't plow with them together? But non, chayava of kayotzibahen. The chayava of have the same rule. Ela amar baye should seem ro ein chayavin ala mishum kilaim. That the feathers of the wool isn't called shatnez if you mix it with linen. So that's why an oaf, because an oaf does have kilayim of mating, and oaf as a kilayim of working. Remember that strange case we had with the man who has the duck and the fish, and he links them together and has them go on the river, and that's a violation of kilayim. Abaye says, what's kilayim? It's shatnez here. That the bird feathers don't count like wool for kilayim, for shatnez. Okay, I'm going to read Rav. Now we have several memorials. Damashratzim lokinal b'kazayit. If you eat kazayit of damashratzim, you get makot. So meitave, we have a brighta. We're going to see this brighta over and over till the Mishnah. Damatchol, dam halev, damakleyot kidneys, damivarim of any limbs. Reilu below tasei. There's not karet for them. No chayv chiv chatat, but there is makot. Dam halchishtam, human blood, and damashratzim or masim and creepies, asur ve'in chayavin alav. It's asur, but there's no chiyuv. So let's figure out what that means. Ma'in chayavin alav. Means karet. Means alav mechayev. You are chayev alav, and that's what Rav said, you get makot. Well, chana, first of all, that's not true. Dahinu reisha. Then, that group is like the previous group, and they separated them. V'yod, tana milav namakim maitlei. The Tana explicitly says they have no lav. The Tani, yatsad dam shratzim shen mem tuma chamura. In our braita, he said dam shratzim are out. They're not asur at all. So, Mizera, he explains this is what it means. What did Rav mean? Dam shratzim, you get a kazayit. Of dam shratzim, you get makot. He true but mishum sheretz lokeh. If you say don't eat it, it's a sheretz, and part of what you ate or all of what you ate was blood, then you're lokeh because the sheretz is part of the blood is part of the sheretz. Mishum dam, but if you said don't eat it, it's dam, you're lokeh because it's not midin dam. Okay, next one. Amarav dam dagim shekin so. If you took a bunch of fish blood and put it into a cup, asur, then it's asur. Meitavei, watch this challenge. Dam dagim, dam chagavim, mutar v'afilu chatchila. As we saw in the Braita, dam dagim, dam chagavim is totally mutar. So I even shlo kinso, so explain that's if you didn't put it into a glass. You come around the shikinso, if you put it in a glass, then it's asur. Why? We'll have to see. Chavataga mahachish time, shlo kinso mi asur. But wait a second. In human blood, if you didn't bring it together, it's not asur. Tandam shal gabe kikar. If you have blood that's human blood that's on top of a piece of bread, goro bochlo, you can just scrape it off and eat it. Shal ben hashinayim, it's in your teeth. Motso v'lo v'nechoshesh, you could drink it. You could swallow it down. Alakitanya himanita. When do we say that? The ipe kaskasim. If you have a cup and there are scales in there, then it's mutar. When did Rav say it's asur? Because if a case where there are no scales, meaning either marita ayin, that's the Ravid's take on it, and therefore it looks like regular blood, or else, like Rav says, da'ati lichlufe, you'll drink this, you'll start drinking other blood. Okay, next memor. Amar Shesha, dam malcheshtayim, human blood, afilu mitzvat proshen bo. There's not even a mitzvah to stay away from it. Meitavei, so get back to the bright. Damatchol, damalev, damakleiv, damivarei, mar ilu belota. Say damachishdaim, damashvatzim, masim asur. Vein chayavadav. It says asur. So kitanya asur. When do we say asur? The piresh. If the blood left the body, kikama rav sheshit. When did rav sheshit mean that? The below piresh. If it didn't leave the body yet, kitanya damashvatzikar gor vachlo damashvatzishdaim. Motzei tzvolev vein achoshesh. As we saw a minute ago. Now, ikadaman ilah alahad rav sheshit alahad. Some people learned rav sheshit's statement about dam machishdayim or mitzvah prosh einbo about something else. The Tanya, yachol chalev machishdayim yeyoch lo over belav. I might think that the chalev of, sorry, the chalav meaning human milk, is you'd be chayav for v'dinhu ma be'matmeya shekalta b'maga'a. When it comes to be'matmeya, you could touch it when it's alive, no problem. V'chmarta b'chalava, but you still can't drink its milk. Malchesh taim shechmarta maga'an. So humans, where there's times you can't touch them in nida, and in shlachmir b'chalavan, so therefore their chalav should be asur. Tamalom rezelachem atamei. The Torah says this is what's tamei. Zet tamei ben chalav malchesh taim tamei. Ela tahor. Only this and not humans. So maybe that's only milk because that only applies to half the population. But not blood. Maybe human blood is a chiyuv. Same thing. Only this is tameh. Okay. Rav Sheshet said about that. I feel it's not proshein, but there's not even a mitzvah to stay away. Nanatam. We have the Mishnah in Chulin in the 8th parak. Halev ka'ol matziya tamo. When you have the heart, when you shech the animal, you have to rip it open and get rid of the blood. Lo ka'olin over elav. If you didn't, you don't violate dam. Shav zeh marav lo shanu ela belev of. He said that's only true if it's a chicken heart. A bird heart. Ha'wil ve'en bo kazayit. There's not even a kazayit there. Ha'valev ve'himad yesh bo kazayit. But an animal that has a kazayit in there, asur v'chayvin alav karet. There is karet. So Meitavei, watch this challenge. Dam atchol, dam halev, dam nekleot, dam yivrei mareilu belota, say, dam achishtayim, dam shekatzim asim, asur v'en chayavin alav. So you see, dam halev is in here. So k'tani en chayavin alav al dam delay. So he said, when are you not chayav? That's for its own blood, meaning the heart blood that was in the heart. Yom Rav, when did Rav say that you are chayav? Da'ati levi alma, blood that came from another part of the body into the chambers of the heart. We'll see in a minute where that comes from. So dam delay hainu dam avirim. Parenthetically, why does it say dam halev, and you think that means the dam of the heart? Then that's just dam avirim. It's already on the list. So itamech v'lok tani dam klayot tani avirim. It also says dam klayot along with dam avirim. Elotani v'hadar v'tani. The Tana said dam avirim, and then he gave a few examples, not in an order. Levin klayot are examples of avirim. Rami tani v'hadar v'tani. Parenthetically, the alma mehecheati, where does blood come into the heart from elsewhere? When the animal dies, blood kind of gets moved around and pushed in there, and that's blood from elsewhere. Okay, dam shan shama yotzeitbo. In the Mishnah, we talked about dam hakaza, which shan shama yotzeitbo, with which he dies. Chavin alav. What is that dam? How do you tell? As long as it's spurting, that's dam hakazash and shema yotzabo. Only after you get the first few dark ones out, and then it gets lighter. Watch this challenge. As long as it's spurting. So dam tamtzit, which is after it's, it drips. So doesn't that also mean the beginning and the end, the beforehand and afterwards? It's dripping. So it's like dama tamsit, you're not chayav. Tiyuv to the Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish has it earlier. He said, no, that's just excluding the black, dark blood that comes at the beginning. But even though it's dripping, that's still dama nefesh. Meitavei, watch this challenge. Ezu dam rishon, kozman shemekaleach. As long as it's spurting, yatsar rishon v'achum eishu shotet. Tiyuv to Rish Lakish. And now Rish Lakish can't answer the same way, because it's explicitly rishon v'achron, because it's dripping, you're not chayav. Amralach, so his answer would be tanoihi. It's a machloket tanaim. The tanya, ezu dam hanefesh. What's dam hanefesh? Kozman shemekaleach divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon omer mitipa mashchert v'eilach. Exactly like Rish Lakish said. And Rabbi Shmuel, Badam Chalimishte, in Bilam's beautiful praise for Am Yisrael, describing us as a lioness who drinks the blood of her victims, Prat Ladam Kiluach She'enu Machshir Et Azraim, as opposed to Dam Kiluach, Dam Chalalim is already dead, but Dam Kiluach, which is not Machshir Azraim, that's not called Dam for one of the seven liquids. So Barmina Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Zera, Ikiz Dam LeBeimav VeKivel Dam Mishnei Kosot. What if you let blood of an animal and you got it in two cups? Mahu. Everybody agrees you're chayiv if you drank from the first. Are you chayiv for the second one? Because the animal's already dead. That's exactly Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. If you drank both cups, you're chayiv twice. Only for the first one. Okay, the last piece of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's dissent about Dama Tamtzit. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when it comes to Kapara in the Mikdash, that you need Dam HaNefesh. And Amarkia, Dam Hu BaNefesh Chaper, Dam HaNefesh. Dam HaNefesh Yotzabu Machaper, Vishnah Nefesh Yotzabu Oin Machaper. It has to be Dam that took the life force out. Menachem Yitzchak Avan and Amin Tanina, we have support for that. In the Breita in Torat Kohanim, otherwise known as Sifra, which is compiled by Rabbi Yehuda. Dam, Matam Lomar, Kol Dam. Why does Torah say Kol Dam? Shemarki Adam Hu BaNefesh Chaper, because we have the pasuk about Dam HaNefesh. Eli Ela Dam Kodshim Shanefesh Yotzabo. I might think the only prohibition is Dam Kodshim, which is the Dam with the which can only be the Dam with which the life leaves. Chaper. Dam Chul Dam Tamtzit Minayin. How do I know about Dam Chul and Dam Tamtzit? So you see that whoever the author of this expands his the reach of Dam from that which works on the Mizbeach to other things. Tanadomar Koldam and Stam Sifra Manu Rabbi Yehuda, he who is the default author of the Torah Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda. So you see therefore that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dama Tamsit is Chayav, nonetheless will say that for Kaparat Ha Kobanot, you need Dam Shanefesh Yotzabo. Okay, we'll pause here. We'll pick it up with the second and final podcast. This is the fifth parak. And the next time, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.